Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Celebrate Your Uniqueness, Lady, You Are Good Enough by Dr. Chinwe Okudo is based on her life, professional experiences, and divine inspiration. Inspired to Become and Excel is an organization founded by the doctor to empower women through education and coaching, especially those who have overcome or are going through various life challenges to become their best and excel, be it their career, entrepreneurship, relationships, body image issues, or health and wellness issues. This book, Celebrate Your Uniqueness, is part of what Inspired to Become and Excel is all about. Dr. Okudo is a doctoral prepared family nurse practitioner, psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, certified master life coach, a woman who has gone through so many challenging life events, including rejection, domestic violence, and abuse. She was able to overcome all, and today she's a success story. She currently leads various nonprofit women organizations and runs a thriving private practice, Balm of Gilead Health and Wellness Center, LLC, located in Baltimore, where she and her team help individuals with mental health challenges and body image needs regain their lives and self-confidence. Dr. Chinwe Okudo, author of Celebrate Your Uniqueness, Lady, You Are Good Enough, is our guest on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. It's my pleasure to be on the show.
This is such an important topic, and so many issues we're going to talk about people struggle with on a daily basis. You're so relatable because you've gone through many of these issues we're going to be talking about on the program today. What prompted you to write this book, Celebrate Your Uniqueness?
Awesome question, Rick. One of the things that prompted me to write this book is the fact that, like you read about me, I've been through a lot of challenges myself. I've gone through rejection. I've gone through domestic violence. And I also deal with a lot of women who come in here crying and broken, either because of what they're going through, what someone has said to them about themselves, and they begin to see themselves in the eyes of what has been said to them instead of seeing themselves as the unique individual that they're created to be. I believe that we are all created to serve a unique purpose on earth. And if we can understand that there's a unique purpose for our life, then that's when we begin to live. But unfortunately, because of life challenges and situations that most women find themselves in, they fail to see themselves as that unique creature that they are called to be. So that was what prompted me to write this book. I had an encounter, the very last encounter that I had, that made me say, okay, this is it. This is the topic of the book that I'm going to be writing about. Is one encounter I had with one of my patients who came in here. She's in an abusive relationship, and her boyfriend told her she was ugly, she's no good. And she came in here sobbing and growling and crying and was asking me about the services that I offer, how much they will cost her to do them because she needed to change her looks or augment herself. And I'm like, okay, hold on here. Wait a minute. You need to calm down. You need to stop crying and let's talk. She said, no, you don't understand. I said, I understand everything you're saying, but I need you to calm down because we need to talk. Because I needed to explain to her that if you're going to have the services done, I want you to do it for you, but not because of what someone else said about yes. you. I needed her to understand the fact that she's a unique being, unique creature, created according to her purpose on earth. And she is beautiful just the way she is. And she needed to understand that. So after I went through to trying to, you know, make her understand how beautiful she is, even though she couldn't see it, and how worthy she is because she felt unworthy. And I gave her words of affirmation that she needed to be repeating for herself. And I saw her a week later. It was like a brand new woman walked into my office the next time I saw her. I'm like, what's going on here, girl? I just like, you don't understand what you just did for me last week. I feel so much better. And I've been professing my words of affirmation. I'm like, okay, good. This is the book I'm going to be working on. Celebrate Your Uniqueness. Lady, You Are Good Enough. And that's how the book came about.
Well, and that's the title of the book, Celebrate Your Uniqueness, published by WritersRepublic.com. You'll find the book there in their bookstore. Mm-hmm. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Dr. Chinwe Okudo is our guest on the program. Okudo is O-K-U-D-O if you're Googling. But if you go to writersrepublic.com and just put in Celebrate Your Uniqueness, you'll be able to get information and order the book there as well. Subtitle is Lady, You Are Good Enough. And it's interesting. What makes people, or women in particular, feel that they're not enough and have low self-esteem? Why is that?
Okay, so some of the reasons is just part of what we just talked about.
Yes.
So a lot of times, because people find themselves in an abusive relationship, sometimes you've been told you're not good enough, you're a bad cook, you are so ugly, you are so fat, nobody else wants you but me, I'm doing you a favor by staying with you. Then you find that woman not having the right self-esteem to want to do anything because they've been fed with the words that they're not good enough. I remember one encounter that I had myself when I was in an abusive relationship whereby I was told that because I was smart enough in Nigeria, because I'm originally from Nigeria, to study law, that doesn't mean I'm smart enough to pass any exam in the United States. Guess what that did to me? I went to write an entrance exam into the nursing program, and I failed it. Why? Because I went in there with those words ringing in my head and tears covering my papers. I could not think because all I could hear was those negative words that I was fed with leaving the house. So I couldn't do the exam. I couldn't even think. I couldn't even write. I was just in tears, broken and devastated because of the negative words that I've been fed with. I felt not good enough. I felt not smart enough, and I couldn't function. But months later, when I sat down and I had to talk to myself and I had to ask myself questions, I'm like, do you want to let someone else determine your future, or do you want to take your life back and determine where you want your future to go? And that very day, I made up my mind. I said, you know what? I'm not going to let this negative words keep me down. I'm going to reclaim my life. I will go back. I will write this exam and I will pass it. And I will make sure that I not only pass this exam, I'm going to get to the zenith of this career. I'm going to get to my zenith in the nursing profession. And I'm going to someday own my own practice. How that was going to happen, I don't know. But today, that is my reality.
You know, that's amazing. Our guest on the program, Dr. Mm-hmm. Chinwe Okudo, that's O-K-U-D-O. The book we're talking about is Celebrate Your Uniqueness, Lady, You Are Good Enough. I was going to ask about how you go about rebuilding your confidence after you've been in a toxic relationship, and I'll sort of piggyback that question with what you just went through. So basically, mm-hmm. what you need when somebody, in this case, I'll call it a toxic relationship, mm-hmm. but they said you can't mm-hmm. do that. Mm-hmm. You have to build it back up. Is that part of it? Telling yourself, use it as motivation, and yes. I can build myself back up.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. So one of the things that helps also to rebuild your self-esteem is letting go of those negative criticisms of yourself, because sometimes when people tell us you're ugly, you're no good, you're not going to amount to anything in life, then we begin to believe it. So first step, like I did, was to let go of those negative criticisms, to tell myself, listen, you are not defined by what he has said. There is a purpose for your life. There is an assignment for your life, and that is what counts, not what anybody else says about you, not what people can tell you that you can do. There is so much power within us if we can be able to reach him and claim that power. So the first thing I did for myself was to let go of the negative criticism, which is also in my book, whereby I said that you have to be able to apply this from, so you go to your past, what is it that has been said in the past about you? How can you alter that? How can you prove them wrong? Because if somebody is telling you you are no good, you must go ahead and prove them wrong and show them that you can be more than or better than what they have said that you can become. And you have the power to do that, but you first of all have to let go of those negativities and be able to say, I'm going to take my life back, because you have to make that decision first and start making the actions that will propel you into becoming that which you're called to become. And also you have to also understand that no matter what experience that we find ourselves in, it's all a learning experience. Because a relationship failed or because you were told something, it's just an experience. So today, whatever experience I gained in my toxic relationship, I'm using it to address the women that I'm meeting today, to tell them that it's not about what this person has said about you. It's about what you believe that you are, or who you believe that you are. Do you believe in yourself? you first of all have to believe in yourself. Because one of the things that happens with a toxic relationship is that you lose the power to believe in your own self because you begin to feel like a victim. So you don't believe in yourself. So first of all, you have to begin to believe in yourself again, because if you must succeed, you have to believe that you can succeed. It's like selling a product. If you do not believe in the product that you're selling, how are you going to sell it to other people to like the product? So you first of all must like the product enough to be able to sell it to someone else. That is how it applies to us. We first of all have to love ourselves enough, believe in ourselves enough so that someone else can believe in us. Because if you don't, then you're going to end up in another relationship whereby you're treated like trash because you're coming in there scared, fearful, thinking that someone is doing you a favor by staying with you. But if you're going to come out of a negative relationship, you first of all have to reclaim your life, reclaim your abilities to believe in yourself and to understand that you are good enough, that nobody determines how good you are. You alone have the power to determine that you are good enough, and believe it and speak it, even though in your mind you might not be seeing what you're saying. Speak it until it becomes your reality. I spoke my own reality back when it was like there was no way in the world my reality that I was speaking was going to manifest. But I spoke it, I wrote it down, I believed it, and I walked towards it, and today I'm living it.
You are, and you're helping other people. And if you're thinking, boy, how do I go about doing this? In Dr. Okudo's book, Celebrate Your Uniqueness, simple strategies there that you can rebuild your self-esteem and become more confident. It's all available in the book, Celebrate Your Uniqueness. Lady, you are good enough. Body image, and you touched on that before, is one of those things that affect the self-esteem in so many people, especially women. What do you have to say to a woman or anyone out there dealing with low self-esteem as a result of a body image?
Okay. So, you know, the age that we live in right now is the 21st century, whereby social media is everything at this point.
Yes.
When you wake up, first, the most people, when they wake up in the morning, where they go to is social media. You go on Facebook, you go on Instagram, and you see all the pictures of well, beautiful women, perfectly shaped and everything, no blemish on their face and all that. And you begin to believe that's real. Sometimes those things are not real. Sometimes those are pictures that has been altered. There's Photoshop. There's a whole lot of things out there that people can use to alter their photographs to make them look perfect. But most times, especially young people, studies suggest that one in four women actually suffer from low self-esteem because of what they're looking at. And even young girls too have the same problem. They are suffering from low self-esteem as a result of their image based on what they're seeing on social media. So the first thing that I always want people to understand is that not everything you see on social media is real. Social media is not your mirror. You have to understand that you are created unique, beautiful enough for the assignment upon your life. What your purpose should be or your goals should be to be able to identify, why am I here? What am I called here to do? That's where you begin to find a sense of, when you find your sense of purpose, you begin to build your self-esteem, and not merely by appearance. Beauty that is from the inward is much more beautiful than outside appearance. Don't get me wrong, that's why I'm in aesthetics industry. I like to make women look good, but I also want to help them to understand that their beauty from within is more important than the outward appearance. So understand that much as it's important to look good outwardly, the inward beauty is what makes the most important sense. So work on being the best that you're called to be. Understand your purpose. Why am I here? What are you called here to do? Begin to live your purpose and do what you can to address any physical appearance issues that you're worried about. If you're overweight, I run a weight loss program. If you're in the Maryland area, look us up and we can help you lose some weight. If there are some sagging areas of your skin that you don't like, if you're in this area also, we can help you fix that. But the most important thing is to understand, no matter what imperfection that you're looking at, you are still good enough. You are still unique. You are created for an assignment, and that is what is most important. Find your purpose and live your purpose.
With us on the program, Dr. Chinwe Okudo, O-K-U-D-O, author of the book, Celebrate Your Uniqueness, Lady, You Are Good Enough, book available at writersrepublic.com, the publishers in their bookstore there. And if you go to our website, you can link on directly, get information on the book. It's interesting, some of the symptoms, let's talk about that, because I'm sure there are people that suffer from low self-esteem, but maybe don't know it. What are some of the symptoms? What should we look for to realize that, okay, we are having a self-image problem?
Yes, indeed. So it's funny because a lot of my clients, when I sense that they are going through some low self-esteem issues, I'll make them go buy the book and read it. And one thing I always get is that they come back and they're like, oh my God, you know, I did that assessment, because there's an assessment on the book, low self-esteem assessment on the book. And they're like, oh my God, I was checking off on every of those symptoms. I didn't even know I had it until I did the assessment. So one of those symptoms is you find yourself feeling unworthy. You find yourself feeling unworthy. And also, some people make negative or hurtful and belittling remarks about themselves just because of what somebody else has said to them. So you begin to say those things. You begin to say, I'm not beautiful, I'm fat, I'm stupid. Because somebody else has told you that, that sign of low self-esteem, you begin to see yourself as being unimportant because somebody has told you, or because you feel that you're not important, that you do not matter, just like any other person out there matters, okay? Another thing that I've seen is that some people begin to feel unattractive or disgusted with them, with themselves or with their look. And that's why you see people coming in. I've had a lot of clients that come in telling you, oh, fix this side of my face, fix that, fix this. And you're looking in the mirror and you're looking at them, you can't really not see anything. But that's their reality. That's what they see. And that's part of low self-esteem. Another thing is also trouble accepting compliments. When people have low self-esteem, when you're telling them, oh, you're beautiful, they're like, nah, I'm not. No, okay. I'm not that great. Because they don't feel they are. So there's a lot of symptoms, and it's on the book. So if you get the book, you can read and see a lot more of the symptoms that is listed out on the book. There's like the beginning part of the book is the low self-esteem assessment, which helps you to kind of identify if you're really suffering from low self-esteem, which most people didn't understand that they're suffering from that until they did the assessment.
That's why that's such an important part of the book, because maybe you are suffering and really don't realize it. And maybe you are suffering, realize it, and want to break free of that. And you can do that with the book, Celebrate Your Uniqueness, Lady, You Are Good Enough. Time is going by so quickly. I want to talk about something else in the book that I think is so important, where you identify your good traits worksheet. Talk about that. How important it is that, you know, somebody may say something negative about you, but you need to be able to feel yourself that you do have good traits. How important is that to do sort of an assessment of what it is about you that's a positive?
So this part, I love this part of the book so much. And that's part the part that most people get stuck on, especially when you've been through a negative relationship whereby you've been told you're not good enough, you're not smart, you're not this, you're not that. It's kind of hard to see that there's any good in you. So I've had some of the clients, and when we get to this point, and I'm like, all right, go ahead and write, do the worksheet, and I want you to write the good things about you. And they're like, I can't think of anything right now. I'm like, for real? You can't think of anything good about you? What has anyone ever told you you're good at? And they begin to think. And it takes them like deep thoughts to come up with those things. But this is very important. But one thing I've seen is that when they sit down and begin to think about your body, no matter how you don't like part of your body or whatever, there's some part of your body that you like. So the trait, the worksheet takes you to write some things about your body that you like. It takes you to write about some things about your mind that you like. And also about your personality. You might be someone that whenever you come into the room, everyone lights up, and you have a way of putting that smile on people's face, maybe by just one little act that you perform, and everybody busts out laugh. And that could be something good about your personality. And sometimes you might not consider it to be anything, but there's some good traits or good things about our personality that sets us apart from the next person. That's why we're unique beings. And it could be your physical ability. There might be things that you can do that no one else can do as good as you can do it. So this worksheet kind of takes you to go through to think about that. think about the things that you can do better than somebody else can, and be able to begin to look at yourself in that eye. And also the talents. We are all gifted with some skill. There are some things that I'm gifted with doing so good that you, Rick, might be gifted differently. The next person is gifted differently. So these are the good traits that we all carry, which we don't look at. Most times we're looking at our outward beauty. We're not looking at those good traits that we carry on the inside, which is something that can help us build our self-esteem. So when you take the time to do the worksheet and talk about, look into your body, look into your mind, look at your personality, your physical abilities, your talent, that will help you to come out with those good traits about you that you're not even thinking about, and will help to boost your self-esteem.
And that takes us to the title, Celebrate Your Uniqueness. You'll find out when you do the worksheet what your uniqueness is. You also have a worksheet, I Refuse to Act Like a Victim worksheet. I want to talk
a victim.
Talk about that just briefly. And I want to talk about low self-esteem in children before we wrap up here. But a lot of people probably don't understand they're even acting like a victim.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. So especially like when after being through a bad relationship, you begin to feel like a victim. You begin to consistently think negative, begin to feel like, oh my God, you're just not that important. You're just like a damaged good. That's what the feeling is about. So this part of the book helps you to sit down and ask yourself, what are the actions? First of all, it takes you to write down steps that you can take to change the issues that you set. It takes you through various issues that can make you to feel like a victim. And then it will take you to the step that makes you to write down those steps that you can take to change every issue that you've identified that you're going through. And then the next part of the assessment is about your actions and inactions that illustrate your life approach and sense of self. So it's a very good worksheet. That kind of, by the time you're done with that, you kind of realize where you've been and what you can do to change those negative persona that you've projected about yourself, and begin to work out ways that you can begin to think more positively about yourself, come out of that shell, and come out from feeling like a damaged good and begin to feel like an empowered human being that you are called to be.
Celebrate Your Uniqueness, the name of the book. I'm going to take like a couple more minutes here at the end because I want to talk about childhood and children suffering from low self-esteem. We think sometimes children are resilient. We really don't have to pay any attention. How big a problem is low self-esteem in children, especially now with social media, as you just mentioned?
Mm-hmm. It's very important. Most people that suffer from low self-esteem actually started from their childhood. It started from what kind of family did they come out from. So they suggest that if you have a young girl that is raised by a mother that is always concerned about their weight or appearance, that child is more than likely going to grow up to be concerned about their weight and their appearance as well. And if you have a child that grew up in a family whereby they're constantly criticized about not doing things right, they're going to grow up being people with low self-esteem. So it's very important that we as parents, we pay attention to what we do with our children, how we talk to them, how we demean them. Sometimes they might want to do some things and they're not doing it right. It's okay for them not to do it right. Encourage them to continue to do it, because if you stop them from doing it, you're damaging their self-esteem. You're making them feel like a loser, and it's going to carry them into their adulthood whereby they feel they're not good. They feel like they're not good enough and they can just not do anything right, because that's what they've been made to believe as a child. So our children's self-esteem matters a lot. So always look out for that. Make sure that you're doing things that will boost their self-esteem. Help them to feel confident about themselves. Help them to feel loved and accepted. Even when they're not doing things right, show them the way to do it better so that they're not feeling like failures. Yes. Believe strongly. Help them to believe strongly in themselves, because if they come out from a home whereby they're told they're good enough, they're told that they can do it, then when they go outside, if you're telling them otherwise, they're not listening, because they're coming out from a home whereby they've been empowered to believe that they are the best of the best. So let's work towards that to help our children to have a positive self-esteem.
This book is so important. Go ahead, Doctor. Mm-hmm. Finish that.
Yeah, I said the book has a chapter that gives you the strategies that you can use, you know, to boost your child's self-esteem and how to you know, help them to be people and adults with positive self-esteem. So there's a chapter dedicated to our children and how we can boost their self-esteem.
The book is so important. Celebrate Your Uniqueness, Lady, You Are Not Enough by Dr. Chinwe Okudo. And I'm going to spell that here and direct you to writersrepublic.com in the bookstore. That's the publisher. You'll be able to find the book there. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Dr. Chinwe, that's C-H-I-N-W-E, Okudo, O-K-U-D-O. The book, Celebrate Your Uniqueness, Lady, You Are Good Enough. Doctor, it's been a pleasure having you on the program, but the time has gone by so quickly. We covered a lot of territory, much more in detail in Doctor's book, Celebrate Your Uniqueness. Thank you for being with us on the program. Hopefully we can do this again. So much more to talk about. Thank you for being with us.
It's my pleasure, Rick. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Once again, the book, Celebrate Your Uniqueness, writersrepublic.com in the bookstore. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.